This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Ice Barrel, cold therapy training tool that offers an easy way to bring ice baths to your routine. Save $125 off with code MMA Nuts. Watch Shop, from high quality watches to elegant jewelry. Save 25% off with code MMA25. Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 631.
Holy smokes, 631!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Straight up water, glacier up water.
Glacier water with some ice, my favorite.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
It's what do you call that stuff? pH neutral water or something?
In some circles, they call that gay.
It may be gay.
But anyway, it's okay to be gay. Speaking of the gay, how about those Bears?
Oh God, I was watching highlights. I couldn't watch the whole game, and I was watching it for like between the second and third quarter, and I was like, "We're winning! This is amazing!"
Yeah. I think they were up 28-7 at one point, or something like that. I'm like, woo!
I thought it was in the bag, and then I turned on the. I went to check the score, and I'm like, "What happened? How the fuck did we lose that game? Did you watch the whole thing?"
Yeah, I watched it. Defense failed. You had a Justin Fields fumble. He's going to get sacked and fumbled the ball. They picked it up, scored a touchdown. There was an opportunity to kick a field goal when it was tied with like a couple minutes left, and they decided to go for it on fourth down. Mm-hmm. And the other team brought it down the field, kicked a field goal in the game.
17 points for Denver in the fourth quarter, none for the Bears. I think you can't win games like that.
No, and I'm almost thinking they're not trying to win. I mean, Justin Fields fucking balled out today. He like had a, I think he'd set or tied the record for most consecutive passes. And the only reason that he didn't have another one is because they had him do a Hail Mary at the end of the first half. So incompletion. I think he was 16 for 16 and then threw that one. And then, you know, 16 to 17, but he played a pretty decent game. And, you know, I think the coaching was a little faulty again, but and the defense and the linebackers aren't really holding up their end of the agreement here. But I think it's par for the course because, you know, I'm looking forward to the number one and number two picks in the first round next year. Because who do we get? Carolina's pick, and we have our own. So as of right now, we have the number one and number two pick if the season ended. Overall. That would be fucking insane.
I think we keep it that way if we can.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point? You're 0-4. What are we doing here?
Season's over.
In my book, it is. I just look forward to next year and think, just draft more good guys, and hopefully you're smart with who you pick. You need game changers, and I don't feel like they got any of those this year. But what are you going to do? Bears.
The Bears. They suck. They're really bad. I'm sorry. Can't say anything else.
No, it's the worst. It's the worst. Mm-hmm. Should we talk some MMAs?
I mean, I'd like to. What do you want to talk about?
Let me pull up this Bellator 300 that's going to happen this weekend. I'm super psyched about one fight. You could probably determine which one.
So we're here on the
Cyborg and Cats have got 4 world title bouts. So you have...
They really know how to sell a card, eh?
Seriously, because like, we're going out of business. Or not. Usman Nurmagomedov versus Brent Primus. Chris Cyborg, Kat Zingano, Ryan Bader, Linton Vassell 2, and Liz Kermrouge versus McFarlane. I'll go back to the one that's important. Chris Cyborg, Kat Zingano. I had a dream last night about Chris Cyborg.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. I was trying to get a picture taken with her. And for whatever reason, the camera didn't work.
Oh, no. Didn't you have this dream before? I felt like you have.
I might have.
is that like one of those Freudian, your Johnson's not working and you try to have, it's like some weird combo of like fear of anxiety of penetration or something?
I don't know. The camera wasn't working. I couldn't get my fucking celebrity picture.
Maybe you needed some of that Blue Chew.
The Blue Chews. Later. Maybe.
Just throw some of that in the camera.
Because that's a lot of woman. I don't think I can handle that.
It's scary. I'd be scared. I don't know. You
beat my ass. Potentially. But anyway, the Cyborg versus Kat Zingano. Who do you like in this fight? I mean, they're both getting up there.
I don't know. I was trying to look at who they fought recently. I mean, similar. There just isn't a whole lot of competition, right? So it's just like...
Yeah, I mean... And I feel like Kat was avoiding her forever.
She was. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Kat's got some wrestling and jiu-jitsu, right? I don't think
And she did beat Amanda Nunes. You can't forget that. And Amanda did beat Chris Cyborg, but
yeah, I don't know if this math works though.
It never works.
It doesn't, because you know, you got the Cyborg with the black belt and jiu-jitsu too. I don't know. This might be one of the wrestling could. I think Cyborg all day. They're too strong, too powerful, too scary.
Yeah, and Kat has crazy game plans sometimes. Because remember how aggressive she came out against Ronda Rousey? And she tried to like flying knee her and then got taken down and fucking crazy arm barred like in the first 20 seconds of the first round. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? My God damn it, you're so much better than her. That shouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. But it did. So I guess Cyborg. I'm going to go with the Cyborg.
You got to. I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Why not? And I don't know how many fights the Cyborg has left in her. I think she's eyeing a little bit of retirement coming up here.
I would think it's like this one. Maybe
it,
one
it could be. Unless she wants to go to that bare knuckle. She does have an OnlyFans, but she uses it in an improper way.
Like, pictures of herself like fishing and stuff.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing? This is not what we do on OnlyFans. But hey, it's the wrong kind of red snapper. Speaking of things that are out there, should probably talk about one other thing as I think about it. We should probably talk about the UFC card this weekend.
Okay,
I'll bring it up.
I looked at it already. I don't even know why you're bringing this up.
How many top 10 fighters are on this fucking card?
I think it's zero.
One at 10. So you have Grant Dawson versus Bobby Green as a fucking main event. And then you can just look who's ranked. Who is ranked? Oh, you got a number 15.
Wow.
And that guy's got blue hair. That's kind of cool.
Winning.
Yeah. And that's how you judge a card in my book. Are you in the top 10 or not? And is it a top 10 versus another guy in a top 10 and or lady?
I don't see myself watching this, but I may. If I'm really bored and it's between that and sleeping, maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah. But I mean, Bellator or that. I mean, I would choose Bellator over the UFC.
Definitely.
100% this
four
week.
Championship fights.
I mean, like, how can you go wrong?
Yeah.
And if you say Chris Cyborg, I know, how is she not the fucking main event? That should be the main event. Last she thing. Delivers 9 out of 10 times.
The facial. I mean, no. Not that.
And speaking of delivering, we should probably talk about our first sponsor.
Yes, BetterHelp. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, who would have thunk it? Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? Well, you got some stuff going on up there, you know? Like, you know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't do it. Or, you know, just keep in mind, I'm a therapist in my day job, and I'm a big believer in this, and therapy definitely helps you figure things out. It's a good way to do some work on yourself. So you're not working against yourself, right? Which is a terrible thing. I've definitely benefited from therapy personally. And also as a therapist, you know, like I said, I see the benefits of it on a daily basis. And what better way to do that for something to with a company like BetterHelp? Pretty amazing.
That's right. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, it's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime at or for no additional charge.
That is pretty cool. So, like, you know, you don't like someone, you should be like, next.
Yes.
Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MMANuts today to get your 10% off for your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MMANuts for your 10% off.
That's right. We're
pretty good deal.
The best in the business.
Therapy from your own home. I mean, hell, or wherever.
That's right. What else is going on out there?
Well, things not going so well for our friend Mark Hunt. Judge recently decided, I think last name Dorsey, to kind of shit can the entire thing that was left of his lawsuit against Dana White and Brock Lesnar, saying that he did not provide enough evidence to prove that they had any idea that Brock Lesnar and or Dana White knew that he was taking performance-enhancing drugs. Even Brock Lesnar had no idea, according to the judge. He didn't know. So sad. That's just...
So sad, too bad.
He had no clue.
I mean, I'm bench pressing 2,050 pounds. I'm squatting, I don't know, three Ford F-150s.
Yes.
Not on the juice. I passed the smell test, the eye test, the rectal examination, whatever you want to do, passed it. So here's the crazy thing. So he's obviously going to need to recoup money. So I think the positive spin is here. I think we're going to see him in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Okay.
Before you can sneeze. Because I would imagine he took like a $500,000 loss on that because he had to pay his attorney fees. And I think he had to pay the UFC's attorney fees.
Oh,
they ain't going to be fucking cheap. So the other thing that's going to come of this is I think McGregor is going to get a USADA exemption now. Because a lot of the rumors were around is like, which way is this Mark Hunt case going to go? And if it goes the way it just went, you're probably going to see McGregor get a USADA exemption and could fight within, I don't know, a month. Not that I'm saying he's going to fight this year, but he's not going to go into the testing pool for 6 months. That's for sure. But again, does he fight or does he not?
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does. I think he's all yip-yappy. There's no motivation. Like, what's the motivation now? He's proved everything, right?
And he's
as much as he can.
And he's internet famous. I mean, what
double champ.
Yes, he's the champ.
He went over to boxing, made a bunch of money, started his own whiskey brand, sold it off, got his own restaurant, you know.
Got himself a yacht.
He got a Lamborghini yacht. What else does the man need?
I have no clue.
Trains on the boat. I don't know.
He needs nothing, according to him. He's got it all.
He does. But then what is life when you have it all? Like, do you want more? Feels like you should.
I mean, if you have it all, you can't have
more.
All
right. Like, just not... You got it all. What do you do with that? Try to lose it all and then regain it all again. Perfect. But twice as hard.
I like it.
Fuck yeah. Let's see. I saw some fighter posted this. This is Jared Gordon. I'll pull this up. So he was buying tickets for family, friends. So I guess he clarified this later because I guess the UFC does give him 4 tickets to use for family. And he said, these are discounted tickets I got through the UFC for my fight at Madison Square Garden for some family and friends. So blah, blah, blah. So just take a gander at the prices. This is discounted rates. 21,000 and he bought 17 tickets. And this is discounted. Does that make any sense? This has got to be the most expensive card in Madison Square Garden history, if this is the going rate.
It's a lot.
This is discounted. So, like, Joe Blow, like, as we were just talking about, like, U2 at the Sphere, like, oh, my God, this is more, way more than that. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know how you can even afford that. That's insanity.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's making bank to be able to go.
Well, maybe whoever it's for bought the tickets from him.
Yeah, maybe they're paying face value. I hope he's scalping it.
Like, it's double what I'm paying. Yeah,
yeah, but and you're going to like it because I just posted it online. Anyway, what else is happening?
I got to bring up this video. Britton Hart, bare knuckle fighting. Oh, 51. Yes. Did you see that?
She's been doing well. Yeah, I saw the video, but I didn't see the tooth.
It's definitely there. It happens quickly, so I'm gonna go ahead and share this so you can see. But I'm just wondering, like, if it's necessary to let
super
this
necessary
to let this continue.
Should yeah, be tooth's volume. Overrated. Ladies don't need teeth.
Hang on, let me go back for a second. You can go right there. Do you see it fall out?
No,
it flies right out of her face. But look at her opponent.
I can see.
Like, it's just not. She looks like.
This guy is out for blood.
I feel like
the ref is out for blood.
This should have been stopped.
Because, I mean, unfortunately, she's still throwing. But you got to look at the damage she's received. And good. I don't give a fuck. I know, like, they say, oh, you should treat the women like males in there. But when you see a woman getting disfigured, I'm okay to stop that. Because that's your moneymaker, your face. As a woman, guys, not so much. You have a million scars. You don't want that woman all chopped up. So I'm okay to stop. Especially, I think, when she has a fucking tooth knocked out. But depends what kind of rules are we playing. Are these pride rules? You just don't give a fuck? Like, let the tooth get knocked out? Mm-hmm. One tooth, okay. Three teeth, that's where we draw the line. Is that what we're doing?
I think that's... Three, yeah, two, one or two, one or two are fine. Three,
yeah, okay, that's something like that. Hmm. Digits, yeah. I was at Great America, I was reading some of the lines, the Six Flags Great America, some of the rules to get on, and it was something along the lines, you have to have one fully functioning arm with at least three fingers that can grasp, you have to have two fully functioning legs with feet. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Because then I was thinking just back to MMA of how you had Nick Newell, who was missing, you know, part of his arm, and you just had like a knob, mm-hmm. but we let that go on. Like, right. How was that legal? It should be same versus same. That's why we don't let men fight women, because it's not same versus same. You don't have two fully functioning arms and hands, you know, fight unless you fight another guy that has the same disability. And that's the only fight you can have.
Agreed. Yes. Oh, double single armors.
Yes.
That could be interesting.
There's a fight out there where there's two guys that I think they're both missing both arms. So it just became a kicking contest, which is kind of awkward. Because they weren't good kickers either. Anyway, okay. I got a weird fact for you. I'm going to pull this one up.
I don't know how you remember these things. But okay, I'm with you.
What's that?
The things you remember sometimes.
No, I see tweets. So here's a tweet. ESPN MMA, Brock Lesnar. He is the only person to appear in a NFL, UFC, and WWE game.
He was in an NFL game?
Yeah, he was on the Vikings for a little bit. It wasn't good.
Oh, wow.
There he is. Jeez. I had no idea. I didn't know that was a thing.
Good for him.
Triple sport, triple threat. What else is going on?
Did you see this belt that the Korean Zombie got? It's a custom WEC UFC Zombie belt. I imagine this was...
I'm intrigued.
In lieu of his, I guess, retirement or something. But mm-hmm. So here it is. I'm going to get your take on it. He obviously spent some time in the WEC and the UFC. A little legendary white belt with the zombie action. Pretty damn cool.
Yes.
I would say good for him.
Who did they say who made that for him, or just anybody? Someone made that?
Let me see. Yeah, I think it's from the UFC, actually. From not Zuffa. What the heck? The company. Whatever.
Whatever it is now. Yeah.
So pretty nice.
I like it.
I'm assuming that cost them some money.
Respect. You should.
Dana likes these weird belts. He's like, into this shit.
Here's the Mexican belt.
He probably has one of these in his. He has a duplicate somewhere in some weird room in his house.
Oh, I'm sure. Because you see his office. He's got all that crazy shit in there.
Yeah.
I got this gun, and each bullet in the gun, like this bullet's got cocaine in this. This one's got whatever. This one's got shredded $100 bills. I'm just burning money. So rich, I don't give a fuck. Okay. Cool. Did you see Sean Strickland? He got a new shirt.
I saw.
Yes. Sounds gay. I'm in. With a sneak appearance from Paul Felder there.
Got me a shirt wheel. I don't like it.
And that's weird because I don't think Sean Strickland's a fan of the gays. I'm just saying. I don't know if he is. But he's very, he's your champion.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. Speaking of champions, we should probably talk about some other sponsors.
Hey, let's talk a little Manscaped. We're brought to you today by Manscaped, who is taking a step up from Halloween to bring your face the cleanest shave it's ever seen. Whoa. So this season, no need to toil and trouble. Manscaped is all new. Manscaped's all-new Handyman is the best way to get rid of that stubble. Featuring a compact design and next-gen skin-safe technology, the Handyman was designed to give you that smooth finish without the mess of a traditional shave. Get the sweetest treat this Halloween by going to manscaped.com/MMENUTS for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's right, and it may be spooky season, but you don't want to scare people with a scraggly beard. Give them something to look at with Manscaped's Handyman. Are you tired of bad razor making your neck look like a scary movie? With the Handyman skin-safe technology to help reduce nicks and cuts, you can finally feel confident when going for that close shave.
And remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANUTS. That's 20% off with the free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANUTS. For look as sweet as candy, get yourself the Handyman from Manscaped. Because we all right. know the Handyman, Candyman, Candy.
That's right. And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance in the bedroom, the beds, wherever it may go down. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
And remember, it's a unique online service, Blue Chew, that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. Simple process, sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you are approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And my favorite part, made in the U.S., and it's all delivered to your door. You don't have to go to the doctor, the pharmacy, it just shows up. It's like rain. It's like magic. There it is.
That's right. And then magic things happen. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. And just like that, back to the show.
All right, I got a little news for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sang Wei Li, do you see this shit that went down with Shaq and her? Keep in mind, she's 115 pounds. Probably walks around at like 130, okay? But Shaq is like 300.
And if not, 650.
Let me know if that's not too loud. Here they are, Shaq's doing a little...
Shaq Fu, Shaq Diesel!
Shaq Fu.
He's got a video game.
He does.
He might be in three video games because I think he's got a fighting video game. He's in the UFC. and probably basketball.
Look how strong she is.
Yeah. She just wanted to grab his cock.
I bet you she did.
She did the same thing to Francis Ngannou.
Yeah, I'm impressed. She's really strong.
Yeah. I wouldn't attempt that. That has hernia written all over it. Good for her. Yeah, that's insane. I'm going to show you this, and you got to tell me what the hell's going on here. Well, I got to turn the sound way off because they want to play dance musics. But what the hell's going on here?
I'm confused.
Doing a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight.
Is he not allowed to do that? The ref,
I don't know. They don't like that.
The ref is wearing, guessing, like, flip-flops in the cage, the ref is.
Yeah. What the hell? So I saw that. We got that one. There's three weird ones. Oh, I just, damn it. I like copied over something that I wanted to show, but I found it. I think I could show a little bit of volume. You heard me. But show you some volume. There you go. What is this one? Is this drunken boxing MMA?
Marcel
Are they drunk?
It's what it seems like, his style, right? Drunken boxing. That's an actual style. Boof. You got hit in the back of the head. I'm all right. Just get back, rub some dirt on it, get back in there. I don't think you're supposed to touch the ref. What are we doing here? He just gave up his neck. Taps has 1 second left.
Wow. It looks more like a wrestling match than an MMA match.
Yeah. Is this Kung Fu Panda? I don't know. And here's the last one. So Fight Circus had some fights over the weekend. They did a hockey fight. So they basically greased up the ring and had two guys get in there. God, that's too loud. So you can't really throw a shot with any power on it because you're putting yourself so off balance. That's so overjuiced on the fucking thing. The guy can't even get up, but he's just laughing. But there's no power behind any strikes.
You gotta throw uppercuts.
Ugh. That's, I don't know. Wild. Hockey fights.
I like it though. That, I feel like
that could be they're fun. Doing things over there.
They should put them in like some different kind of a thing, like not a ring, but like a cage that's maybe 7 or 8 feet across. So they can at least hang on to the walls a little, but you know that would make it interesting.
Yeah, they need a little bit of a stabilizer. But still slidey, like maybe some kind of a tethering system. It's like a rope that goes around you and you tie it to each side of the ring so they can kind of like still slide, but fucking, and then you could like slingshot into them, like a Superman slingshot. I like this action. What else is happening?
Well, in similar action, I got like a little bit of a strange, like a tie fight. I'm going to turn the sound off because there's music in the background. But here we have what seems to be some sort of a mismatch. If you,
wow.
if you can see.
Well, you should be push kick. Oh, my God.
There's a huge
There's
mismatch.
There's a 150-pound weight disadvantage for the little guy.
Good on the little guy for getting in there.
Well, you should be push kicking the fuck out of him.
This seems like it's some sort of an exhibition for fun, maybe.
Yeah, they're not going super hard.
No, but still.
I mean, he's throwing for trying to kill the smaller guy.
Yes, he is. So
I respect that. I look cool. We got a couple KO of the weeks. I know we've seen this one before. I'm going to play it again. A little tornado kick action. I feel like we've seen this a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
The spit take and the drool and then face down, ass up kind of shit. Mm-hmm. And then an old school Mark Hunt, Jerome LeBanner. Gotta fucking take the volume off. As you brought up Mark Hunt earlier, here he goes back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. The Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
God, Mark Hunt hits so hard.
And he used to have a chin that would just absorb everything. We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. Ugh.
Well, boy, he hasn't thrown a punch in a while.
Life isn't good for that guy.
Yeah, you knew he wasn't doing well because he was stopped throwing anything. He was just kind of like surviving that.
And then the last one was PFL over the weekend. PFL Europe had one. I think it was a 7 or 8 second KO. Get your kick, left hook you, and out dead.
Damn.
And apparently this guy the UFC passed on, and now he's over in a PFL killing fools in 7 seconds. Anyway, what else is going on?
I just have random videos left I can go through.
Sure. I got a handful of things, a little tweet of the week.
And I won't share the sound because these all have stuff. So, like, remember the days when you used to, you know, that punching machine, like in bars, you know? So here's a different take on how to attack this.
Ow!
I don't think
it's a great way to break your neck.
I don't think he thought there's all the way through. But
that never occurred to me. I've hit that a few times. Actually, hit it about a month ago. Yeah. Wow.
Ouchies.
Yeah, that doesn't feel good. And I'm going to show you. I always like to show, like, the hockey players love the smelling salts. I like to do them before we start the show, fire up a little bit. But here's Lucic. I can never fucking say his name right. We almost signed him. But look how he pops it and then takes it like a man. Doesn't even
see, like, sucking on it.
Lynch.
He's just like a tic-tac.
You can tell he's been in the league a while. That's how a man does a fucking smelly salt. And then I'm going to have to try to play this one. I'm kind of surprised. I've never heard this walkout music before.
Okay.
So I'm going to play this and we'll see how the copyright works out when it's all said and done. Hopefully we'll be all right. But this guy walked out to this.
Fight is over. Fourth rule. Only two guys to a fight.
Oh, we got to start at the beginning here.
Fight is over. Fourth rule.
Oh.
Only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule. One fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule. No shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule. Fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule. This is your first night at Fight Club. You have to fight.
I like it. I don't think we've ever seen that before. Have you ever heard that guy come out to the Fight Club?
Never. First time.
It's like not relevant anymore. If he did it closer to like when that movie was relevant, that got to be pretty cool. I still like it though. Respect. What else you got?
Well, in a similar vein, here's some training footage from perhaps one of our old gyms. Guys going through with the thing and nighty night. I'll play it again from the beginning. There was more.
Here they are
all doing the thing, and then I don't know why I did that. That was weird. But anyways, there's like 10 of them, and then they're all hitting it. And this guy throws a little kick, and good night.
Yeah, shut up. I remember. I think we were doing a spinning back fist drill when we were hitting that, and we were all lined up like fucking foom foom foom, like in a Muay Thai session, hitting Bob. Bob took a lot of punishment back in the day.
He did. I have one more video.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I still can't play the sound because I don't know, they keep putting music in and I'm gonna get busted. But here's the thought on this, right? How to counter basketball. This won't happen if you know Muay Thai because boom.
Oh fuck. You ate my size 13, motherfucker.
So I like it.
Let's do horrific injury of the week.
Oh boy.
And this is where I probably have to blur it because people cry.
That's bad.
Well, it's again, it's don't post up when you're getting taken down. The guy just bent his elbow the wrong way.
That looks bad. Is that from the Contender series? No.
Let's see. Getting taken down and he goes to straight arm. And then never straight arm because that's what happens. Your arm goes 90 degrees in the wrong way.
Looks bad.
It's always bad.
Looks real bad.
Well, tweet of the week.
Ooh.
I hope people will like this. It might be a little loud. This is a baseball.
The Braves will go from Johnson to Hand, and the batter will be Mastroboni. That's probably a good thing Jeff Francoeur is in the other booth.
Johnson to Hand and Mastroboni.
Yeah.
What is this for real? Is this
fucking names, man? These things happen and
the baseballs. Braves are pretty good in baseball at the moment. They're killing it.
And then we're gonna throw it back to hockey for a second. It's not the give him the old dick twist, but it's the old double wrister. And then they quickly get off of that. Shoot to the other people. And that lady's like, oh my goodness. Yeah, she knows what it's all about.
She likes it.
Yeah. And one more little tweet of the week. Man, my things just keep duplicating over here. This is Terrence McKinney tweeting us out. This is Derek Lewis training camp looks crazy.
Oh, good Lord. What is this? That is really crazy.
That looks fake as fuck, but I appreciate it.
Those other alligators look like they're not.
Yeah, everybody's very docile. Mm-hmm. And then I got three other things before we get to knowledge, unless you have anything else.
I don't. Go for it.
So I saw Valerie Lareda was doing a little bit of training. I think she's in the sauna. I'm not quite sure. But I'm kind of impressed by her hand speed here. Looks pretty good.
It actually does. You're right.
Because she's just doing like WWE shit now. Yeah, and then at the end, she's like, can you check me out and doing work. And did you see my butt?
I mean, hard to miss it.
Yeah. And then she posted something. I don't know if this is her Halloween costume, but, you know, I have to always, when Halloween comes around, I have to post all the Halloween outfits of everybody that's been in MMA or does MMA. Or looks at MMA, but you get the gist. She's doing work. And did you see Britney Spears getting ready for Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could play a song because there's Enigma playing while she's doing this. I don't know what kind of dance this is, but.
Oh, Jesus. She has a
couple of knives. She's doing a knife routine. I should have found the other video because there's another video with Michael Myers from Halloween doing a choreographed dance the same as her. I like how the dogs are in the background going, what the fuck is mommy doing?
She looks crazy.
Yeah, she's got the crazy eyes. It's like the dead eye. I'm sure she's fine. She'll be all right. I think she needs to talk to our sponsor, BetterHelp. By the way,
mm-hmm. Well, yes,
and right into knowledge, it's happening.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I would not recommend because we watched it last night.
Yeah,
while I was zonked out for a couple of days. Big fans of the Big Fat Greek Wedding series. The first movie, loved it a lot. It was really funny back in the 90s, I think. Second movie was better. It was okay. Obviously, never as good as the first. Saw the third one last night. Not good. Not good. So if you're interested in going to see that, I avoid. Not funny. They go to Greece and it doesn't have any of the charm and anything of the first one. So yeah, that's my knowledge.
I got a handful of things, but of things to watch. I just started watching Gen V, which is a spinoff of The Boys on Amazon. Oh, so it's like that depraved superhero series. And this is following superheroes in college. and it's just as depraved. And I couldn't get through three episodes because I'm like, I gotta 10 minutes into the third one, I'm like, I gotta take a break. This is too off the hook. It's too much. But so far, so good. So hopefully another good series to watch. Because it seems like all these series take forever to come out. Because what is that Game of Thrones one that's not coming out till next year? Like that spinoff, The Dragon, something or other.
House of Dragons?
Yeah, House of Dragons. Like that's still not coming out till 2024. And again, I'm going to forget whatever the fuck happened in the first series or the first round of it.
Oh, but, yeah, I already forgot about that. Are they actually making more?
Yeah, that's already done, but it's not. I think they just wrapped up filming recently, but they're not releasing it till next year.
Okay.
But why aren't we on a schedule of at least one season per year? Like, you can't do one season, take a year off, and come back next year. Like, I've already forgotten what the fuck happened, and I don't feel like I need to or want to rewatch the whole season to figure out what the fuck's going on. And then I don't even know what Amazon, I think they ruined whatever that other show was. I don't know if it was the Lord of the Rings spinoff, but they had some other spinoff that they spent like $1 billion on and it was absolute dog shit. So maybe they just buried that one, but
maybe. Anyway. Well, with the writer's strike and all that, I wonder if it's going to mess things up again.
Yeah, I would imagine a bunch of shit's going to get buried. So mm-hmm. While we're on the Halloween theme, I got a couple things. So there's a Halloween suite somewhere in Vegas, but you can kind of get a gist of some cool shit. Like, how would you like this super creepy, dark black room with skulls? Rent out this suite. It's creepy as fuck. A Ouija board pillow, skeleton.
Maybe you'd throw a party there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
But there's some creepy people out there, you know?
Yep. And then there's this, apparently there's a drinking game in some other country.
Yeah.
So I'll share this. It's almost like a marionette, but with a beer, you're trying to work it, trying to get that delicious beer in your mouth. Once it hits your lips, you know?
That looks like torture.
Yep. No, no!
Oh, so sad.
That's a shame.
Oh my God, you have a lot of X tabs open.
I know. That's my life. And then I don't know if you've seen what AI is doing to images, because when I first saw this image, I'm like, something doesn't look quite right. And then it got posted out. Because you have Jennifer Lawrence, Scarlett Johansson, Megan Fox, and Emma Watson. And I'm like, everything looks a little bit enhanced. Maybe a couple cup sizes enhanced. I can't fault AI, but... And I don't think all four of those would be in the same room at the same time.
So AI generated as in, like, you just ask them to put the photo together and AI does it?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Pretty fucking cool. I've tried the AI and I was not impressed with the things I was asking it. Because at the time,
show
I think...
Jennifer Lawrence's butthole.
Well, I think you can see that if you just do the right search. But anyway.
Oh. So that would also...
It's funny because he's pretending like he's never seen it. I think the whole world's seen her butthole.
Oh, good Lord.
And then I don't know if you've seen this TikTok trend, but apparently this is a thing. I wish I could play the music because it makes it more epic. But apparently ladies are tying a hot dog, some call it a wiener, around their waist, and they're trying to get it in their mouth. I don't understand what the concept is here.
Huh. Has anyone ever Oh, she's got this. Nope.
Nope.
This one?
Nope. Oh. I feel like they should be using a 12-inch kielbasa.
That would be easier, I think.
Yes.
More weight.
I think it's easier if it's bigger. Huh. And then somehow this last lady got it, but I don't see a string. I don't see a string attached. And I don't think you should bite it in half.
I call it blasphemy. I feel like that's racist. That. Shenanigans.
Yeah. Two more things and we're out.
Yep.
So, and I know the Spirit Halloween. I feel like the Spirit Halloween was watching well, at least this character was watching the last couple of clips, but this is a decoration you can buy.
Oh my God.
I think it's defective or not.
It looks like it's working as intended, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't think I can get away with putting that on my lawn.
No, probably not.
I think I'll go to prison for sure. And then I'll leave you with Uriah Faber. Oldie but goodie.
What
you need a Halloween costume. With that cleft chin going Uriah Faber style. Mm-hmm. No, shut down before we go any more off the rails.
Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Hopefully in the coming week we'll have more news from the MMA world.
A little light this week.
Nothing's going on. But we'll be back here next week. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
See you guys next time.